Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode number 78. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much, brother. What's going on?
Recording, I think. Yeah.
Recording.
Other than that.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Having some laughs.
We do have some laughs, don't
needed
we?
Needed it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Feels like we haven't been together for like a month.
I know. It's only been a week.
Why.
Well, that's because we were going to get together.
It's been more than a week because we got together on Monday, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, my gosh, you're right. It has
two,
been
two
over
days
a week.
Extra, right.
Oh, that's why it's been so long. I was going to say it's because we were going to get together again on the weekend, and we didn't. So,
that did
darn
not work
schedules.
Out.
No. That's all right. But okay. We are back here together in the Mako Mothership.
The Mako Mothership.
I like it.
The MMS.
Do, 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 do.
Is that right? No.
I have no idea.
How's the week going, though? How's your guys' week going?
You want to answer that first?
Nate, what's going on?
Sean's week's going pretty good.
Sean's week's good.
Nate, Sean, how's Nate's
good? I think it's good. He's here.
Wait a minute. I'm going back.
He embraced me a little harder, so maybe it's been a tough week. I don't know.
Nah, it's been good. I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to be back together.
I know it.
It really is.
This is our happy place.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Happy. We're so happy.
But it's been a good week. That's good.
Yeah. It really has. Yeah. Things are going well.
Chomster.
Yes. Yep. I'm still going to my job.
That's good. I bet Jen
they
and the kids
are still allowing
that.
Me in the door. So
still waking up, going to your job.
Yep. Yeah. Jenna still lets me stay in the house, and so things are good.
Positive. Hey, things are good. Good job.
All good things, right?
Good job.
Kids still look me in the eye, so.
Good, good. You notice like it's still warm, but it's not as warm, and it's like starting to get close to September.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
We're
like
slowly
in the 60s at night, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little crisper.
Mornings have been nice.
It's been hot during the day, though, yeah.
Yeah. I thought today was actually a little bit cooler, I think.
It felt
cooler to me, but. Mm-hmm. I didn't work outside, so it could be different. But.
We are stepping closer to Halloween.
Yes.
Can we say that?
My daughter the other day, she's funny because she just makes random comments, or she'll remember. She's like me. She'll remember, you know, a certain day on first grade and remember I did, you know, whatever. She goes, Daddy, or not Daddy, but Dad, are you getting excited for Halloween?
No, you're Daddy.
Well, no, I'm Daddy Elijah.
So Nate calls you.
Yeah. Calls me Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Shh. Don't give away my secret.
That's like dodgeball.
Hey, Benny.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You must be Big Daddy.
Yeah. Big Daddy. That is great.
I'm sorry.
They got the uniforms.
Exactly right, yeah.
An old man. She asked me if I was ready for Halloween. I said, yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
I said, I'm always. Yeah. So until she said that, I'm like, I guess we are getting a little.
All day, every day. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you.
I want to decorate a week early. I told my wife last night, we went to dinner while Elijah was having soccer practice. And I go, man, I'm getting ready to decorating soon. I said, I think I'm going to do it a little early, about a week early. Her idea is she has the whole month of September to decorate for fall.
Uh-huh.
And I don't take over for Halloween until that's over, right? So I snuck that in there. And I hope it stays because I like to get extra week. And she never.
I like it.
She
didn't say
me.
No.
No, she didn't say.
Silence is.
She didn't say yes.
Golden. Right?
But I'm focusing on she did not say no. So I'm just
so
kind of.
There is a chance.
There is a chance you're I might get an extra week out of Halloween chance. Decorations. Yeah.
I have to tell on my sister, which is hilarious. So I went to watch. I was by myself watching Claire's softball game, and my mom and my sister wanted to come watch the game, so they came.
Mm-hmm.
We were in AMO Fields in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So we're sitting there talking, and she said, oh, my gosh, they have your store out there. It's a Halloween store. Oh, my gosh, it's the most amazing thing. I've never seen it before. And she said, and I said, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh, my gosh, it's just like wall-to-wall Halloween decorations. And I was like, well, where is this? And she's like, oh, it's over off of Perry, you know. And I was like, across from Brew Burger? And she goes, yeah, it's Spirit of something. I go, Spirit of Halloween? And she goes, yeah. She's like, it's like a new store. And I go, those pop up every year about
everywhere.
This time, all across coast to coast, and she's like,
she had never heard of it.
She's never heard of it.
Because you can order online.
Because well, I thought she was joking at first, and she's like, I've never. She goes, I went in there. Aww. I've never seen so much Halloween before. I was like, Heather, welcome. And I love her very much. And so she'll, if or when she hears this, she'll be like, why, my God, why did you say that? But she has, I thought she was joking or punking me or something. And she's like, I've never been in one before.
Oh,
she's
they're fun.
She thought she was telling me something new. Because I was like, well, maybe she's right. But, you know, there's like Christmas stores and stuff. Maybe there is a new Halloween store. But I was like, spirit. Of Halloween?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you know? I'm like,
mm-hmm. So was she pumpkining
you? She might have been pumpkining me, but she was so, it was funny, hey, like, you're not kidding, are you?
Yeah, that's, oh,
but I have to tell her. I have to tell her.
You just announced.
To the entire world.
Yeah. Well, that, I guess not everybody knows. I mean, now she does. So mm-hmm. now she
our listeners in Paraguay are like, oh, even we know about spirit. I'm not even going to try to do an accent.
I was going to say, I was
like, oh, how they, yeah, pick your country very carefully.
Paraguay. I don't think they're listening.
Let's say Australia.
All right, crikey, mate.
Crikey, even we know about spirits of Halloween.
That was clear. Went there last week.
Decent.
Yeah, that's a funny story, though. So poor Heather. That's all right. You know.
It's not a funny story.
Not
scary.
It's a funny story to
about
everybody except for Heather. Wait, Heather probably doesn't think it's funny.
That's funny. I think it's funny.
Shout out to Heather.
Shout out to Heather. She actually.
Thanks for the logo.
Okay, so I'm going to pick that up. You're making fun of your own sister.
Yes.
Nikki from Grimdark Diaries. She
was she making fun of my sister too?
She was. She was like, oh my gosh, what an idiot.
Heather.
No. Her and Megan were talking about they got their stickers and magnets in the mail that we sent them. And they were saying thank you and da da da. And they said, and Nikki goes, yeah, they got the new logo. And they're like, oh my gosh, it looks awesome. And Megan said, I think it's one of their wives that did. I think Sean's wife or, you know, we're not sure if Nate or yeah. And then Nikki goes, oh, really? And she goes, I missed that. And Megan goes, yeah, I think they said that like the first episode. And she said that she kind of
just married me to my sister, didn't she?
Whatever. Yeah. So. Yeah, so, but they said, it's so awesome, and the artwork is great, so.
Oh, that's very cool.
There you go, good. Heather. Oh, yeah, they loved it. They
so we made fun of you to compliment you, so.
Yes, yes. That's so balanced. They love our logo, and they said, man, it's really that's good. Awesome. So it's your wife, Heather.
I plug a couple people at work. I'm introducing some people to our podcast, and then I was also introducing them to Evil Never Dies, and I also plugged Grim Dark Diaries, because I was like, you have no idea how, and some mm-hmm. other podcasts, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we have friends all over the country, but I was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
Friends, they are.
Mm-hmm. They are.
They
yep.
are. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are doing well so far, and I hope the creepies are doing well. With that, Sean? Sean?
Oh, I suppose you want the first part of the announcements. Is that what you're wanting from me?
Nate, do you want them? I do.
Is that what we want?
Sure. I think you caught him off guard.
I did. It's
you
got to
be ready. You got to be ready.
It's like, Sean, over here. For the first part of the announcements, we just want to make sure that we are always highlighting the most important thing, part of our show, which is the mental health community we are building. So we always, always, always want to give out the numbers. The first one is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline, which is 1-800-662-4357. And the Veterans Suicide and Bullying Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. And another way to connect with someone to help you out... I shouldn't read this completely. Like, there's no script, but the script says, no, I'm kidding. If you need to help someone out for suicide or other mental health crises, you can call or text 988, and you also get the help they need or you need. And you can also visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying.
I like how
people are like, why does he accentuate that so much? Inside joke.
There is a reason, yeah.
There's one listener out there at least saying, ha! I'm proud of him.
There is.
Very proud.
Yeah, she is. good job, Sean. If that's
thank
your
you.
Real name.
It is for tonight.
Okay. I have some announcements.
Yes.
Actually, they're not, well, shout outs. So we gave out four of our podcast friends, mm-hmm. I should say.
Yes.
I've got a few more here. We want to send a shout out to Here for the Booze, and that is B-O-O-S.
Booze.
Jax is the host. She does a great job.
Yes.
She is in Massachusetts.
I like her logo, too.
She's got a great logo. Give her a listen. She's got a fun show. She talks about horror movies mainly, you know, and she'll have some guests on every once in a while. So, mm-hmm. The other one is the Grimdark Diaries that we just talked about. Nikki and Megan, they do a great job.
Yes,
our friends
of course.
To the north mm-hmm. from Canada.
Yes.
So give the Grimdark Diaries.
Nova
ladies.
Scotia.
Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, and the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, who we had on our show not too long ago.
Yes.
And I wanted to mention we're going to be on her show.
Yeah.
Was it September 20th? Is that what it, no, I'm sorry. The 17th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Her show, she's in California, so it'll be 12 o'clock her time, 3 p.m. our time. So we are excited for that. And last, I had this second on the list, but we want to mention Hillbilly Horror Stories. I think our listeners have heard them a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We want to congratulate them again on their six-year podcast anniversary.
That's awesome.
To Jerry and Tracy Polly, yep. Our good friends.
Yay.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so give their podcast a listen, but I thought that was awesome. 6 years.
Big six.
Show them the love, right?
Yeah, yeah. So give all these podcasts a listen, subscribe, rate, and review, and I know they would greatly appreciate that.
It was neat to see all of our friends like, showering them with, you know, congrats and all the different podcasts that have sprung, you know, Zevin from Kind of Murder, who I also plugged, by the way. I forgot to mention that at work, too. And, you know, just seeing Tim Mullins and Evil Never Dies guys mm-hmm. and just all of the people pouring their love out. It was really cool.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
He's Big Daddy. That's who's Big Daddy.
That is Big Daddy.
Yeah. And Mama Tracy.
Yes, right. That's right. He's like the godfather, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you. All right. Are you guys ready for that time of the show we all love? Are you?
I think I am. I think so.
You think so? Oh. Now, let me get this here. Let me get, now, this one is from one of our listeners and our fellow creepies, Gary Wilmoth.
Oh,
I used to
Gary.
Work with his mom, mm-hmm. Downtown Indy, 20 years ago. He listens to our show and loves it.
Shout out.
Yeah. Big Larry Bird fan, big Celtics fan. So Gary loves him some Larry Bird. He actually sent this to me and thought he wasn't sure if I had already seen it or heard the joke, and I had not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I already had a joke ready. But I thought, no, I'm going to use yours.
You'll save yours.
Give you a shout out.
Yeah, there you go.
So just throwing it out there, if any listeners want to send me a dad joke, please do, and I will use it, and you'll get a shout out. Okay, here we go. This is pretty good. It looks like a Facebook post, and it just said, "Tell me about your paranormal experiences." And the guy replied, "I've been ghosted by multiple women."
Oh.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
I have been ghosted.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary, that was... I liked it. I was like, that's
that is pretty funny.
Pretty clever. And whoever typed that up and there was a response, that's
it
pretty clever.
It's pretty funny. So happens to the best of us.
What are you trying to say, Nate?
Gary makes me think of that time when we were... What was it? Just how Gary good. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
We had somebody, Gary.
My gosh.
Like,
I, yeah.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon and 6 degrees of Gary.
Oh, Gary. Yeah. Well, thank you, Gary, for...
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he actually was one that won the water bottle last
Ooh,
year.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
The old logo. But there's that's my dad, Jack.
The
dad
OG.
Jack. Wow. Dad joke the of the show. Wow. Something like that. I don't know. But it's dad Jack, dad joke.
We were talking about being Jack slapped. That's right. You're going back to that.
I'm like,
that was pre-recording. But
I might have to be Jack slapped.
Inside
to wake
joke. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Oh, all right. Well, that's all I got. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Sean.
Oh, my goodness sakes. You know not to do that.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about last episode, 7-7, was about incubus demons. So this one is going to be about the opposite, I guess, the inverse, whatever you want to call it, which is succubus demon. And this is Nate's again. Thanks a lot, Nate.
Yeah, shout Try out to it. Nate. Yeah.
So we also want to preface this entire talk, right, Nate? And say that some of this content that we are going to discuss is of a sexual nature. There may be some aspects. So discretion should be advised. In other
a little
words,
adult. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little adult in this content. So the kiddies.
We try to be adult.
Tell the kiddies.
That's a good joke.
That is good.
I'll use that
we'll
next
We'll be
time.
Adult about it. it is adult. So the kiddies might want to wait till the next episode to warm up to the fire here.
Yeah.
So we'll excuse it. Put them to bed and then listen to this, right?
Yeah, we want to give a little disclosure. So just like the incubus, so there's some content that might not be
suitable for your children's ears.
That is correct. So
right?
Yeah. So how about giving the listeners a little background?
Well, I'm trying not to look at all these different so many of the pictures are very distracting.
Yeah.
So
they
go look
be.
At those. Feel free to go look at all those on your own time.
What do you mean?
I like the ones in Braille.
You look the ones in Braille. Go look at those.
Wow.
Feel those up, right?
Dad joke of the day.
Oh, man. We might be.
Shoo. We are sexy in... succubus pictures in Braille. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let me catch up. All right. So a succubus, okay. It's just fun to say that word, right? Succubus is a demon or supernatural entity in folklore in female form that appears in dreams to seduce men. Yes, I said men. Usually through sexual activity. According to religious traditions, repeated sexual activity with a succubus can cause poor physical or mental health, even death. Are you, that's like, was that a sound effect?
I wasn't sure.
I was like,
That's Nate opening his Coke Zero.
No, that was a succubus.
A succubus.
I am not doing anything.
That was succubus.
It was succubusing.
It's a cannibus. Not cannabis, but cannibus. Mm. That was funny, though. I like that.
It is a little hissing for your ears.
Cue the snake.
Auditory enjoyment. These can be a beautiful seductress or enchantress. Again, great words, right?
Enchantress. Fancy.
Yeah. So yes. You may not even realize they're demonic or frightening until it's too late. Until they've succubied you.
Let's be careful now.
I'm very, very careful.
Don't get too crazy with it.
Succubi is singular.
Yeah, well, this is true. This is fair. Succubus is one. Succubi is two or more.
Oh,
that's the plural. Succubi is, yeah.
There's a plural and a singular.
Like cacti.
Cactus
is one.
I don't know. Deer is
incubi.
Deer.
Incubi. Yeah, huh?
Deer is deer.
No, more deer than one's deer eye.
Deer eye.
Deerus.
I mean, bunch of deers.
Look at all the deers.
Oh, dear. We're struggling already.
Okay, so do we want to start this out with a personal story for me? Because I had made slight reference to it in the incubus discussion. I don't know if you remember. I think I did. Didn't I? Did I, Nate?
I don't
remember.
I think so.
I was like a month ago.
You told me
I can't remember.
Ago,
I've slept.
So this is new.
I'll take a nap.
I did not tell Todd this. Nate knows this because Nate was around for this. So I will make this somewhat brief. Okay. But what was this? Fall break last year. Mm-hmm. Alabama. Fort Morgan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember.
So I had told Nate, the only people that know this story, I have not told anyone else, is Nate, because he was there on vacation with us. Remember, he and I go on vacation together, right? Just him and I. And Jenna, because and Jenna was there for this. So we were in a house together, all of us, right? And so Jenna and I had the upstairs room. And one morning, I don't remember, I mean, we were there for, what, 5 days? Yeah. So I don't know which, we had been there for a few days. And I have dreams. I have had experiences, but I have never, I repeat, never had anything like this. So that's why I'm relating this. It's part of me is like, should I really share this? But I'm going to, because it's very interesting. And it is, as far as I can believe, this was the closest thing I can think of, at least for me, to a succubus encounter. But so I woke up, it was early in the morning. And so it was just getting light. And I thought it was Jenna, which I should have known better. We're married and this kind of stuff would never happen. But I thought that she was getting a little frisky on the other side of the bed with me. I'm just saying that, right? And I heard a woman's voice kind of, and it was, I'll just say, being seductive. And so in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, you know, like, wonderful. But then I started to have this like weird feeling. And I felt, and I realized, like, I'm not awake. This is more like a dreamy state. And I said, basically, kind of, who are you, is what I wanted to know, because I realized it wasn't Jenna. And the name that it gave me, because I had to write this down and remember it, but it said, in a very, like, sultry voice, and again, it wasn't Jenna's, it said, Star of the Morning Fire. Creepy, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, that makes me think of, like, you know, all kinds of, I mean, you can think of satanic type stuff. And in my own mind, at first I was like, you know, what in the world is happening? So I was just trying to figure this out. And then I'm also thinking that there is a seductive nature of, like, well, I guess this could be interesting. But my gut instinct was like, no, this is not a good thing. And I really didn't even think of, like, the whole succubus idea at the time. It was after, like, reflection and talking to Nate. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I think, and we hadn't even talked about, like,
because my question was, did you already know about the succubus?
I mean, I'd heard
demon.
Honestly, I knew more about the incubus part of it than the succubus.
Okay. I couldn't
even
remember
that part.
Okay,
and I don't know if, I don't think we'd even talked about this being a topic at that point. I mean, maybe we had mentioned, you know, different demonic things, but I don't think
Succubus
After this, I was like, man, we're going to have to talk about this at some point. But, so what happened is I I'm being very serious about this. I said, basically in the name of Jesus, leave me alone, like get out of here. And so it did, it was gone. And that did get rid of it. Like, basically that was like, that's how I grounded myself in like assertion of, this is not, I'm not going to be attacked. And so, because I believe that's a power, you know, everybody's going to have their own belief system out there. But to me, that was like calling on the power of God saying, I'm not messing around with these kind of powers. And so I woke Jenna up and I was like, you're never going to believe what happened. And I explained it to her. And I said, it scared me. I was like scared when I was telling her. And she's like, honey, it's okay. It's fine. It was just a dream. It was just a bad nightmare or something like that.
So you're scared, all
right. And and I was like, and by the way, you know, I did think, because I told her, I said, I thought it was you. But I said, you know, because she, you know, it's not like I'd be like, and of course I said yes. Yeah. No, but I told her, I'm like, how.
I don't know.
But anyway.
It's all over the place.
So
I'm like, all right.
Well, it's really weird. I mean, honestly,
I'm just teasing you.
But she calmed me down and was like, because she does, as far as I know, she is, to this day, I don't think she knows anything about what's a succubus, right? But I do think. But I was talking to Nate and telling him the story, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, dude, that's really weird." Mm-hmm. But he and I were trying to figure out, like, okay, where did this come from? Because this is not an experience I've had before. I've had the experience of, you know, heavenly beings or people that have passed, but never what I would consider a dark or evil force.
Yeah.
And the thing I could come up with, and he and I were talking about it, was maybe somebody in the bed before us. Because when we got to that house, it was supposed to be clean and the people were cleaning it. Well, they didn't do a very good job. We ended up having to clean it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we remember is up there in that bedroom, somebody had like put lipstick marks on the mirror and they didn't even like clean that off.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure what was going on in that bedroom. And maybe they left some weird stuff, or maybe they're, you know, some, whoever had that house before or was renting it may have had
they
some
went
weird
on vacation with the succubus,
right? Or some weird mojo. That's the only thing I could think of.
That is creepy.
But like I said, I'm here to say that I was like, you know, so I'm glad that, I mean, even in a kind of a dreamy state, I was like, nope, I'm not going to have any part of that.
Right.
But it really was. It was terrifying. And like I said, I was, you know, thinking it was your wife, but it was like, this doesn't seem right. This isn't, there's something very surreal about it, but it was very like, it was just creepy and not
dark,
not normal. Yeah. Right. Like, cause that's not how you feel when you're with your spouse and that kind of in any kind of an intimate way. It's normally like, this is a nice feeling. This was
supposed to be
the feeling of it was natural. Intrusive and scary and something that I didn't want to have any part of.
Yeah.
Now, some people out there would be like, oh yeah, I've been looking for this. This is what I want, or yeah, I want to conjure this.
It's kind of
right?
Like, it's kind of like using the Ouija board,
right?
Where you think you want to play a game or you're going to have fun, but you don't know what you're inviting in or what you're going to experience. Same thing. It's like, don't play around with that. That's
well, you got to remember they're demons,
right? Exactly. So they're going to try to
present themselves as something.
But I wish I could
positive.
I wish I could play it like a movie because I can still feel it. And that name, Star of the Morning Fire.
Star of the Morning
because
Fire.
Because when I said, like, who is this? And, like, Star of the Morning Fire is what was kind of, and it was on my left side, which is where Jenna was at. She was rolled over to the side. I figured out. But it was a female's voice and a very seductive, just strange. And
have you tried to look that up? Like, if it's, like, you type
I
in
have,
Star of the Morning Fire.
I have
to
not,
see
actually.
If there's any reference.
You want me to do that right now? No.
No, seriously. As we talk about it,
let's do it.
I'm thinking, you never know. What if you pulled something up? It's like, oh, wait a minute.
There is
something
not,
to this.
To be honest.
It's hiding in one of the closets.
Let's do it, though.
I mean, I'm just.
It just made me think of, like.
That's pretty.
What
detail.
Is the,
that's a detail.
The devil's known as, like, the Morning Star kind of idea,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. I'm just curious if there was something. Mm-hmm. I never know. That's a weird and creepy story.
It does have a thing. Fire the Morning Star, Michael Mantecrosa, Amazon. I don't know.
Book.
It's some kind of a music. It's a CD, MP3. What is Morning Star in the Bible? That's supposed to be the devil,
right?
So yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Hmm. Okay, I was just curious. You never know.
Why does the Bible use Morning Star to refer both Jesus and Satan? I don't know. So that's there's a Morning Star Fire Department. So yeah, no, yeah, I hadn't thought about Googling it, but yeah, the closest thing is this some kind of a Amazon Music.
That would be weird if you pulled it up and there's something referencing a succubus or some certain demon like, oh boy.
The queen.
Yeah.
So we just gave
the queen succubus.
Right.
You can listen to, it's listen in Amazon Music app, Michael Manticrosa, Fire of the Morning Star Live. Mm. And it does kind of look succubusy. I don't know if it has anything to do with it. But.
Succubusy.
Hey, I'm trying to be careful. Without knowing what that is, I don't know.
Maybe Michael was trying to get frisky with you. I don't. Let's move on. That is a creepy story. So thanks for sharing that.
No problem. And like I said, I wasn't sure I wanted to, and I'm like, no, this is a good thing.
I have never had anything like that. I've never had a. Mm-mm. I mean, I had that one, the sleep paralysis a couple years ago. I've mentioned, but I don't think I've had any demon interaction or. I mean, I've had, but nothing like that's attacked me. I don't know. Yeah. And nothing, definitely not a succubus.
All I've ever had is waking up in a sweat.
Sweatubus.
I was sweatubus. Yeah.
Sweat your butt off. Butt off.
Yeah. Sweat your butt off. That's creepy.
There's a whole article here, and I'm not going to go into it, but it talks about Jesus being the morning star and Satan being the morning star and the ideas behind that. That is, it actually is very interesting in Revelation, the bright morning star, but then also the morning star being a reference to the devil. So that's actually very interesting. But yeah. No, like I said, I think it was just obviously it was a dark force.
Sure.
Is the way I took it anyway.
I assume you guys read about Lilith. She's kind of like the most popular.
She is the shining star of this, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the original succubus.
Lilith Fair.
I heard those for years, and I had no idea what that was all about, other than just female artists. But I'm like, oh, okay, now I know why they named it Lilith Fair.
Right.
Lilith is a female figure in Mesopotamian and Judaic mythology, alternatively the first wife of Adam and supposedly the primordial she-demon. Lilith is cited as having been banished from the Garden of Eden for not complying with and obeying Adam. She is mentioned in Biblical Hebrew in the book of Isaiah and in late antiquity. What am I, Elmer Fudd?
Antiquated.
Antiquity in Mandaean mythology and Jewish mythology, sources from 500 CE onward. Lilith appears in, Historialis incantations incorporating a short mythic story in various concepts and localities that give partial descriptions of her. She is mentioned in the Babylonian Talmud, in the book of Adam and Eve as Adam's first wife, and in the Zohar Leviticus 19a as a hot, fiery female who first cohabited with man. Yikes.
Yeah, yikes is right. Now, the interesting, we'll have to do like a piece on her because, I mean, we could delve into her and it'll take a little while. I do want to hit a couple big things with her I thought was interesting. And I've heard it a little bit, and we talked about the Lilith Fair and Lilith before. It's interesting because out of all those different books, and including the Bible, it talks about how it's very, like at first, it looks like two different ways that woman was first produced. Man and woman were made together. They're saying that that was Lilith. And she was, when you're talking about not agreeing to, to basically be subservient to Adam. Sure. The idea was that she was not willing to be subservient in sex. And so they basically butted heads. She left the Garden of Eden and said, see you later. And then that's like, okay, we got to start this over. Now let's make woman from man instead of with man. And so she went on her merry way, and then Adam and Eve beyond that. So, but then she hooked up with a demon named Samael. Have you ever heard of that one? That goes along,
I don't know,
with this whole Talbot and all that kind of interesting. But he means the venom and poison of God. He's an archangel in the Talmudic and post-Talmudic lore, a figure who is the accuser of the adversary. Satan is mentioned in the book of Job, seducer, destroyer of whatever is, I'm going to get in trouble with these words, Mashit, as mentioned in the book of Exodus. Although many of his functions resemble the Christian notion of Satan to the point of being sometimes identified as the fallen angel, he is not necessarily always considered evil, since his functions are also regarding in good, such as destroying sinners. But the interesting thing about these two is that people see them as the first succubus and incubus. So incubus and succubus.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about during the incubus discussion, and so this is kind of, it plays right back into this, is demon, mankind is considered above demons, obviously, because mm-hmm. demons fell. So one of the things that mankind can do that the demon kind cannot do is reproduce naturally and from a divine source. So that's one thing that we can do is create life and through the power of God. So we do that in a very natural sense, right? And so since demons can't, they have to figure around that in a very hybrid way and very, it's a distorted mm-hmm. way that we...
Good way to put it.
So, right? So then the succubus basically is there to take the semen from the man and oftentimes comes in the middle of the night or whenever without him, without his knowledge and through seducing, extracts it in a divine way, the semen. They say back in the day that that's the idea of wet dreams. You know, a man mm-hmm. would have a wet dream like, uh-oh. Like, and they're like, oh, a demon took it. You know, was basically trying to steal yeah. it from me. So that was before they understood
yeah.
the science behind it.
What this is saying is succubi visits to the men as a feeling of someone sitting on my chest or pelvic area.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they awoke, they would feel drained,
yep.
unable to move, and petrified, though having had a wonderful erotic dream the night before.
Right. And so that captured semen goes to the succubi or succubus. It will in turn give it to the incubus, and the incubus right. will
produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And so anyway, they basically, that's the way that they can create demon children. And these children are considered deformed or dark spirits or connected to the spirit world in a very, like, horrible way, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not obviously something, this is how you get black-eyed children. No.
All right. So we've solved that.
Ipso facto.
Right, right. Exactly.
So we're going back to that one.
Yeah. I listened to a video, on my way home, just for some added, you know, information.
Yeah.
And I never heard this. They said that a lot of, back in the, you know, 14, 15, 1600s, a lot of women, you know how like the witches, you know, they were accused of being witches, and we kind of talked about that.
Oh, they were witches.
Well, okay, we saw that.
Right?
Sean, okay, well, that's two for two. No, a lot of them were actually accused of being succubi.
Yeah.
And they were also put to death for that.
Right.
I thought, ooh, I've never heard that before.
Witches, it's always witches, vampires, and, yeah. all those being...
But I've yep, never heard of it, a woman
they link
being,
up together, right?
Yeah. I thought, oh, gosh. That's...
I have a list of powers and abilities.
Ooh, I want to hear them.
Yeah.
Give it to super us. Speed. They can move faster than the eye can see, mm-hmm. able to appear and disappear in an instant. Super strength. A succubus has greater strength than a human and is able to lift a grown man with one hand.
Wow.
Flight. Most of them are depicted with wings.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss of death. Mm. A succubus has the ability to steal life force energy from victims via a kiss. This action usually results in the death of the normal humans if the succubus is a novice, but over time it can be controlled. Super stamina. They can fight and make love vigorously. There's that.
I was waiting for you to look at me, Nate. Oh, boy.
Hedgehog. Without tire.
Oh.
Hedgehogs. Healing factor. They can fully heal from most wounds, including stabs and gunshots.
Jeez.
Lust empowerment. By having sexual intercourse, a succubus is able to grow stronger and heal faster due to stealing life force energy. Dreamwalking. Throughout lore, succubi have been able to appear in the dreams of men in order to seduce them.
Yeah.
Supernatural beauty. The succubus will be beyond the beauty of a normal human woman and is completely irresistible to man.
I resisted. Just saying.
Good job.
Sexual, just saying.
Yeah. Sexual inducement. Succubi have the ability to elicit sexual arousal within males to make them instantly crave sexual interaction.
My goodness.
Most likely through touch. Immortality. As demons, succubi are immortal. shape-shifting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
since they are seducers, they can change shape to match an individual's view of beauty, making it easier to tempt.
Well, yeah.
I think it's interesting. What you're
why would you be attracted to a bat? Looking
right, yeah,
creature
yeah.
with fangs and yeah horns.
You like, don't find me cute.
It's a gargoyle. What the heck? Get off me, gargoyle.
My type. And then she right? yeah, and then she changed her look. Like, oh yeah, there you go. That's better. No horns, no bat wings. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that we keep pulling on like it is enhanced because the sexual energy is supposed to be obviously very. It's one of the most powerful and potent energies. I've heard that many, many times. So they get stronger, we get weaker. Mm-hmm. So either male or female version, but this is it depletes the life force. It depletes that ability to heal yourself as a human, mm-hmm. and also eventually can cause death. And I think that's so powerful. And I think it's also interesting that we touched on this last time as the Cambion, which is the term. It's the European mythology and literature say that the Cambion, comes from the 19th century. It's considered the offspring of the incubus, succubus, or other demon with a human. In its earliest known uses, it was related to the word for change and was cognate with changeling, which we talked about mm-hmm. that a little bit last time too. And so just we're getting into all those little weird things, you know, the way that the dark forces work and demons and demonology. It's very, it gets so deep. There's so many different, you know, just with, like I said, with Lilith alone, you know, right. sit there and talk about that. It's spooky. It's very scary. It's very like we could talk for hours on some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So just talking about something, you know, bringing up the succubus is, it's so involved, but it is. It's I'm not going to say it. Okay. I'm going to say it. It's fascinating, but in a very spooky way.
There you go.
In a way that I'm being very careful, especially like I said, since I don't know, I just like the whole idea that what is created is some kind of deformed being or child or whatever. It's just supernaturally spooky.
I would agree.
Right.
I would agree. It's spooky. Very dark, very, yeah. Yeah, and like you said, you know, back in the, if they depicted what a succubus looks like, it would be the ugly creature with, you know, the wings and horns and, you know, forked tongue. And now, yeah, obviously current day, they make the make it look very sexy and pretty. And
right.
Beautiful hair.
You
and
look
feature,
up the
and
images.
Perfect, you know, what you think, whatever perfect body
sultry
is.
Sultry him.
Yeah. And so I can, you know, that's, the devil tempts us in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got to look appealing. You know, and so succubus and incubus, going back to that, yeah, that's what they got to do too, you know.
They
yeah.
say that a lot of, you know, we're talking about witches and vampires are being very
yeah.
closely linked.
Yeah.
They say other, like, supernatural beings or some of the monsters in Greek mythology
are
linked.
Oh.
Leprechauns are not part of this
okay.
that I know
Goblins.
Of. It's possible, though. Who knows? There's probably a movie out there, Leprechauns and Succubi in
Bigfoot.
Space, right?
Ghoulies.
Ghoulies.
Yeah, the
Guglielma.
Guglielma.
Hey, I brought it back.
Guglielma.
We
haven't said that in a while. But the Hydra is connected to succubi, however you want to say
Hydra's
it.
Hydra's the like the three-headed dragon or two-headed.
Uh-huh.
I think it's three-headed.
Three-headed, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I thought that was from one of, I watched tons of videos on this and some other stuff.
There's some great ones out there.
Oh my gosh. And the thing that I've found interesting is how many people have had encounters with an incubus or a succubus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stories out there and they're all, I mean, they're very similar. Like I said, that's why I wanted to tell my own personal one because it was, you know, it's obviously not one that went to any kind of a fulfillment or there's no kind of, you know, I did, as far as I know, I wasn't attacked, but it was an attempt to be attacked. But there are people that do get, you know, legitimate, like their essence is stolen from them.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Characteristics, physical description. I've never heard it said this way. Today, the word succubus conjures up voluptuous images. Women with long, wavy hair, silk skin, and flawless curves. They wear skimpy leather costumes to flaunt their bodies,
skimpy.
And they don't try to hide the telltale signs of their demonic nature. Bat wings, barbed tails, curled horns, and glowing eyes are all common among modern succubi. But these she-demons weren't always so glamorous. From the dawn of their legend, well through the medieval ages, succubi were considered hideous, deformed creatures. They were somewhat smaller than average people, and they stooped and crawled instead of walking upright. Ew. Their feet were like raptors, their faces like gargoyles, and their fingers tipped in ragged claws.
Now that's...
I like the other way.
That is unattractive.
And I think if they're real, that's what they do look like, but they can change their looks to make them look obviously more appealing and, accepting. I've got a case report. I think I read a couple of them when we did the incubus.
Mm-hmm.
These are true. And like I said, we've already given the warning of little kids listening. So this does get a little... Yeah, well, a lot adult, a lot graphic. Case study number one, an 18-year-old male from middle socioeconomic status who had no family history of any mental illness presented with an insidious onset and continuous illness of 3 years duration characterized by delusion of persecution, delusion of reference, delusion of grandiosity, delusion of control, auditory hallucination of commanding and discussing type, thought broadcast, apathy, poor self-care, and marked socio-occupational dysfunction. Well, in addition to these symptoms listed, he elaborated about someone having sexual intercourse with him against his will. On mental status examination, the patient appeared to be very much distressed with his psychopathology. He described the phenomenon of auditory hallucination, in parentheses, commanding and discussing type, and thought broadcast. In addition, the patient explained that at night, when he would go to his bed, he could feel the sensation of being touched by a female whom he would describe as a good-looking woman. He would be able to feel his private parts being touched, leading to erection and ejaculation. As per patient, he did not want this experience. This would happen against his will. He would feel guilty about having such an experience and having sexual contact with an unknown female, and he was fully convinced about having such an experience. Very occasionally, he would get up from the sleep after this experience and remain distressed, as we talked about, and fearful. In this explanation, he had strong belief that a witch, in quotes, was doing so, but would not be able to point out the exact figure of witch. His cognitive functions were intact, and he had poor insight. There was no history of suggestive of narcolepsy, insomnia, hypersomnia, sleep terrors, nightmares, sleep-related movement disorders, and sleep paralysis. Symptoms suggested of, you ever heard of this, DAT, D-H-A-T syndrome? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think so.
Panic attacks or post-traumatic stress disorder, cognitive deficits, and recent change in medications. Based on the available information, a diagnosis of schizophrenia was considered. His investigations in the form of hemogram, renal function test, liver function test, serum electrolytes, thyroid function test, and, electroencephalogram?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Something like that.
I'll go with how you said it.
And magnetic resonance. Imaging of brain did not reveal any abnormality. He was started on, good grief, aripiprazole. I don't know. It was, regardless, some medication which was increased from... increased up to 15 milligrams a day with all these symptoms, including the phenomenon of a succubus, improved completely. He would now report lack of any such experience, but was not sure about the previous experience being real or part of an actual illness. That's scary.
That dad is...
There's a lot there, and it's like... Yeah.
The dad is direct anti-globin test, which is used to determine whether red blood cells, the RBCs, have been coated in vivo with immunoglobulin component or both.
I'll go with what you said.
Yeah, exactly right. So I was going to say that sounded familiar, but I wasn't.
Okay.
I would not have been able to.
Thanks for looking that up.
You're welcome.
Hey, guys.
I know what the dab is.
The dab?
Show us. Show us the dab.
Yeah.
There was a part that I thought was interesting with the terminology that derives from the succuba, which is paramour, from succubari, which is to lie beneath. So that's the whole idea going back to Adam and Eve and Adam and Lilith and all that kind of stuff, which under and sub is under, and Kubri is to lie. It's used to describe this female supernatural being's implied sexual position relative to the male sleeper's position. The English word succubus dates from the late 14th century. The succubus is also known as the earth wanderer. She seeks her victims by disguising herself, like you were talking about, as a young, beautiful woman seducing men. And I thought that was interesting. And we, a book that came up, and which I've only heard of in the past, but I'm not real familiar with, but it's a fairly explicit book. It's a Jewish mystical treatise, Zohar and the medieval Jewish satirical text, Alphabet of Ben Sira. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
And that's where Lilith and Adam, you know, Lilith, who was Adam's first wife, later became a succubus. She left Adam and refused to return to the Garden of Eden after she mated with the archangel Samuel. In Zoroastic Kabbalah, there were four succubi who mated with the archangel Samael. There are four original queens of the demons: Lilith, Esthus, Argrat, Bat Malat, and Nama. We probably shouldn't be saying these in your house, because this is just going to get everything still stirred up. Your fans are going to be going forwards, backwards, and all around. A succubus may take form of a beautiful young girl.
As long as the house doesn't float.
Ooh, do you feel that? A beautiful young girl, but closer inspection may reveal deformities of her body, such as bird-like claws, which you've been talking about, or serpentine tails. Ooh, you're like, what's that under there? Yeah, anything with a tail, I would run the other way.
Not normal.
Chasing some tail.
Oh, no. The rest of that, oh, man.
On behalf of Middle-Aged Creep Town, I apologize for Nate. No.
It says
that's where that came from.
In folklore, the succubus took the form of a siren. That was another thing. The sirens
connected they're creepy. Loud, too.
Yeah.
There's a part that we talk about it being getting a little disgusting, and there's a part here I'm not going to read.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I'm not. And if you want to read further, feel free.
Okay.
Look it up.
Yeah, but it gets pretty. Yeah.
I don't want to get too graphic.
I'm gonna close that down that page, because
maybe not on a company computer.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. You might get fired real quick. That's succubus.
So as this won't be a surprise that there are other cultures have their ideas of what, you know, compared to what a succubus is.
Bus suckers.
They call them the busaki.
Busaki.
Wait a minute. Okay. In Arabic culture, there are descriptions. I don't know what I'm saying. Arabic culture, there are descriptions of jinns. That sounds familiar. Who are thought to be responsible for similar sexual acts.
Next topic, right?
Yeah. According to African beliefs, men who experience having sex with such principality, or a succubus, in dreams, usually in the form of a beautiful woman, find themselves exhausted as soon as they awaken. The Alp of Teutonic or German folklore is one of the better known. In Zanzibar, I've heard of this, Popobawa primarily attacks men and generally behind closed doors. And in Hungary, a Lederich can be a satanic lover that flies at night and appears as a fiery light, or in its more benign form as a featherless chicken.
Oh, man.
That is weird.
And I'm going to read one more.
You made this weird.
I did.
We started weird.
Pretty consistent. In Swedish folklore, there is the Mara or Mare, a spirit or goblin that rides on the chest of humans while they sleep, giving them bad dreams or nightmares. And belief that the Mare goes back to the Norse Yngla saga from the 13th century. Mm. There you go. And there's a few more, but
that's what I saw. Like there are stories from modern day, and there are stories that go back thousands and thousands of years of people who either died from these kind of attacks, and other people who lived to tell about it, or who have gone through a decline in health, body, mind, and spirit because of these attacks. Again, both succubus and incubus.
Well, you can look at the age of all this by Lilith. I mean,
right?
Dawn of Man.
Right.
Yeah. Been around a long time.
I saw the succubus term, or this creature, was 14th century was kind of when it started to
that
be.
That term, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's still a long time. I don't have anything else to say about the succubus.
I don't either, without getting even dirtier.
I could go back to that one part.
No, I'm not. I say no.
I think it's a good idea because even reading it, I was like, oh, I shouldn't even be reading this. It's like a romance. Yeah, I know. I'm sweating over here.
Moving your collar. Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Cold water.
I do that all the time.
That's funny. Just like the, well, and you know, like the incubus, when we talked about that, I wonder, I didn't really see, but it kind of goes with each other where they can kind of maybe switch sex or switch.
Yeah.
Like which one they're going to do.
One being, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, with being a changeling, they certainly can do that.
Or a,
and it's like 50-50. Yeah, shapeshifter.
Yeah.
You know, some places say that there are two different beings, and then
other
places it says it morphs.
Uno.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them are creepy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad we could discuss the two. And
right.
And that was a really cool story. That was creepy, but yes. Cool that you experienced. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And again, like I said, there was part of me that even up to, like, before we recorded, I'm like, do I really want to talk about this? But I think it's a value because in there, I guarantee you, there are other people out there that say, you know, oh my gosh, that happened to me, because most people are like, are you serious? Like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want, you know, this is like getting way too deep. But, you know, I think it's good. That's why it's like talking about personal things is okay. Right?
It's like a lot of the other, you know, topics that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Like when somebody hears that they have a similar story or a similar experience, it helps them. So then they look it up. They're like, oh my gosh, that's what I experienced. And then when other people go, you start feeling comfortable as far as like, okay, I don't feel so weird or am I completely going batty? It helps that you don't feel alone.
Right.
Like, or what is going on? Yeah. Like if you're the only one, you think that you've been attacked by an incubus or succubus or a black eyed kid or whatever. It's not true. I mean, there's
you're not alone.
Nope.
They wouldn't be a thing if it was just one person that sees it.
Exactly.
Or experiences it.
Yeah. Or maybe Sean's the only one. I don't know.
That could be it.
I mean, he is the only one out of us three.
Solo.
Sorry about you, dude. yeah, that was pretty cool. Good discussion and good topic choice, Nate. So
you're welcome.
Thanks so much.
So what, Mr. Sean, where are you going to come off of that?
Well, it's a middle-aged humor side is what it's going to be.
Oh.
Middle-aged light side, I guess.
Oh.
only because I thought this was hilarious. I actually did think about doing something serious or something dark or whatever, but so it'll be this is humorous. It is a song by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and it is I Put a Spell on You.
Okay.
Do you know that song?
It's a good song.
No.
It's from like Halloween.
Do I know? What is it again?
I Put a Spell on You. You know, I guarantee go listen to it and you'll be like, oh yeah, I know that song.
Who's it from?
It is Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
I don't recall.
I honestly have no idea.
Maybe
what
I do. I just don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a fairly old song too.
Okay, all right.
I Put a Spell on You because
I don't know it. I
Put a Spell on You because you're mine. You better stop the things that you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. I just can't stand it, babe. The way you're always running around. I just can't stand it. The way you're the way you always put me down. I put a spell on you because you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. I just can't stand it, babe. The way you're always running around. I can't stand it. The way you always put me down. I put a spell on you because you're mine. I put a spell on
you. Never heard it.
We're going to play it after we record this. So anybody wants to go out there, you're going to say, oh, I know this one. I promise
don't.
You.
I don't.
I bet you do. You want to bet?
I will take that bet.
You take that bet?
You're older than us. You've heard it.
Oh. Ouch.
Oh, I want to make a real quick a new announcement. We're looking for a new sound engineer.
No. He doesn't mean it, Nate.
No.
He doesn't mean it.
Of course I don't.
These are the jokes.
I thought you were going to say another co-host. But yeah.
No, that is true.
That's always been out there.
Yeah.
That's always posted.
Nate, no, he's safe. He knows.
That's not that funny.
Okay, well, I'll have to listen to it.
Oh, we'll play it right after this, I promise.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What else you got?
Will like it.
You ready for you ready for the second part of the announcements?
I suppose.
You should, all of us. You have to go do it right now, right? I'm forceful on this now. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all the social medias. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com for anything, any orders, or just to say hi, show ideas. Tuesday Terror videos, we're still putting those out on Tuesdays, so 3 to 5, 6-ish, if it's me, 9, 10 minutes. We're going to cut that down, aren't we? But that is our way.
Yes, we are. Literally went 9 minutes and 51 seconds to be exact.
I sent it to him, or I posted on TikTok.
I'm like,
and he goes, 9:51. I was like, what's 9:51? And I was like, oh, that's how long that was. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that again.
I got ready for work, drove to work, and went into work, and it was still going.
And at lunch, he was like, yeah. And it's done.
And I left to pick up my daughter from volleyball, and it was still going.
I'm going to bed, Sean. I can't listen to any more of your story. I read a book.
I just finished it as I pulled in the driveway to start recording. And it's
3 days ago. No, yesterday. We are on all podcast apps and listening platforms. Please give us a 5-star rating review. What else would you do, right?
And subscribe. I forget
and
to put
that on. Subscribe. That's all right. And please, word of mouth is everything. Tell someone about our show. Tell someone you love. Tell somebody you hang. We don't care. Just tell somebody. Tell the guy
pretty much
yell at your car door or somebody so you get mad at you for going the wrong way.
Yeah, that's a great story. I should tell that story.
You just cut me off. By the way,
listen to the Lazy Creep Dad. Here's a card.
I should tell that story.
Hold on, let me finish these.
Go ahead.
We sell merch and we offer sponge. We sell tons of merch. Right, we have a cool new logo. Tons. Anything you can imagine.
You're correct.
That's right.
Boxes full.
We are so go
tons
get you
boxes.
Go get you some. That's basically what I want to say. Mm-hmm. And we offer segment sponsorships. So email us if you're interested for more information. That was substandard again. I'm sorry. Now tell your story. Please.
So I'm dropping off Elijah at soccer this before heading here, and there's football fields, there are soccer fields, and there is a one-way road, and then how should I describe it? There's a one way.
It's a loop.
It's a loop. Yeah, basically a loop. And so
a long loop.
I'm pulling into the wrong way. I admit I was technically going wrong way. It's literally 10 feet is all I'm going to turn left so I can hurry up and park and let Elijah out. I'm not blocking traffic. I'm not causing any crazy wild commotion or anything. And this truck races up, and he puts his window down, and he's lecturing me and berating me on, nope, you got to go around. You got to go around. I'm like, what? He goes, nope, this is the wrong way. You're going. I'm like, I'm just going here. I'm literally turning left right here, 10, 15 feet away. I'm not causing any craziness with traffic. Nope, you got to go all the way around and come around. I may have said some choice words I will not repeat on the on here. That's just what I do. And what's funny is the guy was telling me how I should go all the way around, which would take 10 minutes, it seems like, just to go 10 feet. He was talking on his cell phone, which is against the law, at least here in Indiana. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, he's being
illegal,
a female
right?
Karen. He's being a, yeah. I don't know what they call the guys. What do they call the guys?
Chads? No.
Chads or
Richard?
I don't know. Oh.
Yeah,
Richard,
yeah, he was.
Richard Johnson.
And that was just so, like, he's literally giving me the crap about, yeah, going 10 feet, and he's talking on his phone. So, I hope he listens. I literally do. To the guy in the white truck at the soccer field.
Well, because you gave him a card, right?
No, I did. By the way, say, here, listen to our podcast and join our Facebook group.
You'll like it.
What a... Anyway, that's what Sean was talking about.
I'm glad
about,
you got that out.
Yeah, I needed to. Mm-hmm. I called my wife because I forgot she was with her friend, and I told her. She goes, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there could have been one less person in the world. So anyway, with that said, Nate, help us out, brother.
Well, this episode didn't suck by my standards. That's a wrap.
It didn't suck you. Didn't suck too bad, right? I hope it didn't. Anyway, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode number 78 and our discussion on the succubus demon. And until next time, Nate is still your sound engineer. We won't let you go. And listen to me.
Better not.
Listen to me. Yeah. And we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.